Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, we're gonna just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
Okay, I'm about to tell you about something that I think it's the first time people have talked about this. So, it's called, and here's what it is. It's Catch 23. And I'm gonna tell you about Catch 23. And I parked by this hill out in the country. It's a big hill. And the other thing I want to know is how my voice changes, not just my voice, but my syntax and that kind of stuff, choice of words even, how all that changes as I run up and down this big hill. So I'll do that. Tell you about Catch 23. Run up and down the big hill. Oh yeah. And then I got new tennis shoes. So part of this is because they are tight. I'll tell you that. And they said they were for people with big feet, but I don't know. They said they'll stretch out. Just wear them and they'll stretch out. Well, we'll see how that goes. So I'll do three things then. But it's all part of this Catch 23 business that I don't think... when you hear about it, you'll know that there's something to it. But... you might even haven't thought of it before, so specifically. But I never read books. I never read novels, I should say, because they go, I can't stand them. They go like, here, I'll give you an example. Here's a novel. Here's what they do in when you have a novel. They'll go, okay, Karen, they never would have met on the bus that hot afternoon if Kurt hadn't been riding in the back of the bus. Janet, with her colorful scarf made of silk and polka dots, was sitting in the front seat of the bus, those seats that go sideways, and Kurt was in the back. And what happened next changed their lives forever. Kurt, the driver, because some kid ran out, the driver slammed the brakes on. Kurt shot forward from the back of the bus, and Karen somehow, miraculously, shot backwards that hot, late August evening, and their heads crashed into each other like they were sliding on those little boards that mechanics use when they slide under your car to repair the car. And anyway, you can see why I don't like to read novels, because they just go like that, and you're supposed to picture what's going on. I never can picture it. I can never remember people's names. So there's a book, Catch 22. And it was, when it came out, it was everyone said, oh, you have to read Catch 22. I never read it. And now I refuse to read it. And that is the essence of Catch 23. Here's a book. I know all about it. Well, I think I do. Anyway, I'm gonna go run up this hill and come back, and we'll see what changes in my speech. I'm not in very good shape, so we'll see if anything's any different. I think that was about a minute. I don't know. It felt like a lot longer than that. But catch 23, you've got to apply it more broadly than just to that. Than just to that one book. So it's about, you're in a catch 23 if you ever can't, for example, if you can't remember whether you've read a book or not. That's a good example of catch 23. You can't go back and read it. Let's say, here's the book, some novel, I don't know. At my adventure in Botswana, that could be a novel. And then people would say, oh, everybody's going, have you read Danger in Botswana? Or, and you'd say, no, but I've heard all about it. And I'm not gonna, I'm either not gonna read it, catch 23, or you could say, can you see here? I can only do about two or three words at a time. If you had emphysema or something, it'd be pretty much like running all the time, but probably not as good for you. You'd say, Adventure in Botswana. No, I will not. I'm not going to read that book, even though everyone's reading it. Or you might say, I think I already read it. And you might even pick up the cover. I mean, pick up the book. And you're looking at it and you're thinking, it looks kind of thumbed through. But honest to God, I don't remember anything about what this guy's, what's so dangerous about it, or his adventure, whichever one it's called. And maybe it's thumbed through because you bought it used. That's the other. That's the other thing you're thinking about. So you are in a catch 23 because you can't read it again to find out if you've already read it. Because then you've read it and you'd spoil the double blind, I guess, sort of this type of study. And you wouldn't really have found out anything. Because then you would have read it again. Your memory might be faulty. Or maybe you'd only read part of it or something. But there's a good catch 23. Okay, you find something to do for another minute or so. Maybe 2 minutes this time. I'm going to try to run farther up the hill and see if we can get a real big change for how I sound. Because I sound like crap right now. But you just wait till I get back this time. This is called multitasking. That's, by the way, this is called multitasking because you got a whole bunch of tasks you have to do. Multiple tasks. And it leads to some pretty odd behavior, but they say it's good and it keeps your life more productive. So the other thing about catch that hill's a lot higher than it seemed at first, but the other thing about Catch 22, the book, was about, and I've never read it, you know by now, but it's about how, if you try to quit the army by saying you're insane, then that proves you're not insane. So you can never quit the army for being insane. And I think they, and then there was a movie too. I mean, even a bigger catch, because I didn't see the movie, but all I saw was the logo for the movie, which I'm reminded looked not that different from the Hogan's Heroes opening, where the hat with the spike on it, and then there was Hogan's hat on the spike. But so this catch 23 is not just applies to books that you haven't read, but as we covered, books that you either never intend to read or books that you can't remember if you've read them. And that's, to me, that's most books. Here's that. I just want to give you another example why I don't ever read novels. Here's another part of a novel. Let's say it was called A Little Part of My Life. So you think that's going to be sensitive, but here's what happens in novels. They have these parts that I can never follow. They go, "I think it will be time for dinner soon," he said. She replied, "Oh, do you think it will be pretty good food?" He answered her wryly, "I think it will be great food." She looked at him quizzically and asked, "What are we having? And when should we eat? And how much milk should I pour in your glass?" He answered each question with a nod. And to her final question, he replied, "About that much," holding his fingers about 4 inches apart in a vertical direction. So there again, if you want to read novels, I would say go ahead and read them. But I feel like multitasking is a better use of your time. And catch 23, as you go through the next week, listen to this on a Sunday, and as you go through the next week, try to see when you find yourself in a catch 23. Books you or a book you have to, you claim you, or maybe you're in a social position, you have to claim that you've read it. Oh, have you read the Quran? Oh, yes. Yes, I've read it. I have read it. And and you probably know little bits about it. Same with the Bible. You know, there's something about cows would sure be a safe topic. How long it is. Boy, it sure, you could say something sarcastic. Boy, it sure was a quick read. And then people will say, boy, he really has read it. And then you're not in a catch-23 anymore. In your own mind, you are. You'll always be in a catch-23 with those books. The longer the book, the more likely you're in a catch-23 with it. Also, for me, listen, it's been a couple minutes here. I'm not talking back to normal yet. I think that means I'm still multitasking because the exercise effects are now combining with the tennis shoe stretching and the discussion of Catch-23, which I'm talking to you about. So essentially, that's three tasks. But let me go. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go one more time. And this time I might be gone. I'm going to try to get some good exercise here. Really get these shoes to fit. But you, why don't you grab a good book while I'm out. And I'll be back in, it may be more like 5 minutes this time. One thing I notice when you're discussing literature and you're running, my underwear gets all tangled up, and I had to stop halfway up the hill. I'm just gonna see how high I can count on before I have to take a breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can only count to 5. That tells me I can do about 5 syllables at a time right now. And it's that. But just back to this catch 23 business. I don't think people are going to wonder, does it apply to, say, classical music? If you heard Bach's such and such cantata, and you go, oh, yeah. Anyway, whatever you say, I don't think it's the same. It's not the same thing. It applies specifically to novels. And it doesn't apply to, I don't think it applies to nonfiction or magazines or poetry either. Catch 23, it's specifically novels. And you either don't know whether you read them or not, whether you refuse to read them for whatever reason. Mine, it would be because Catch 22 was too popular. I couldn't read it because I felt like I had to. Or because it's too, my other reason for not reading novels is they're all the same. And it's always, I'll just give you one more example about this will be about, he found himself that winter on location for a news feed in Ghent. How he got to Ghent is a long story that I will tell you now in these pages. And the novels would go from there, and you'd be at it for, I mean, if you read slow like I do, you'd freaking be at it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But this way, and this Catch 23, what you're going to realize over the next week, because you're listening to this on Sunday, I hope, it applies to more people than think it applies to them. So keep it in mind as your week goes on. People will bring up books, and you'll realize I'm not gonna read that book. I never intend to read that book, but I'm gonna pretend like I read it. The minute you pretend, you're in, because now you can't back out. You're in a catch 23. And I'm gonna go run one last time, but don't wait for me to come back this time, because these shoes are still way too tight, and I've got to go till they loosen up enough so it's you can at least multitask in a reasonable way. But that's not happening now. Okay, so get back to me too about Catch 23, how you find it applies to your life, and how multitasking has improved your listening ability during this show. Okay.
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.